Here in the nation's capital, a longtime Washington lawyer is in line to become the number two person at the Justice Department. As Deputy Attorney General, Jim Cole would be deeply involved in cases involving domestic terrorism and investigations into financial fraud. He's handled a number of related cases in his career, and Republican senators are planning to scrutinize them today at his confirmation hearing. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
Attorney General Eric Holder and Jim Cole go back decades. They worked as hotshot young attorneys prosecuting corruption after Watergate. Since then, Cole investigated former House Speaker Newt Gingrich for tax improprieties. He monitored bookkeeping for insurance giant AIG. And he defended a Saudi prince in a lawsuit filed by families whose relatives died in the 9/11 attacks. All of these things could come back to haunt him in his confirmation hearing today. Jeff Sessions, the Republican senator from Alabama, says at a time when the country is fighting terrorism, Cole's opinions alone are controversial.
He's written an op-ed, for example, that suggests that he believes the 9/11 attacks were criminal acts, not acts of war. He apparently didn't do so well in his oversight with AIG. And so I do believe that this won't be just a coronation.
5 years ago, AIG brought Cole in to ensure it was complying with the law. That followed a run-in with prosecutors over its bookkeeping. But even though Cole was deeply involved with the company's books, he didn't flag the complex financial transactions that nearly brought down AIG 2 years ago. Larry Barcella is a Washington lawyer who's known Cole for decades. He says there's no way Cole could have known about the AIG mess.
Given how complex the transactions were that brought AIG to its knees, I'm not sure that anybody with that sort of deep technical experience would necessarily have seen it.
Cole's critics also point to some of his opinions about national security. In his op-ed on September 11th, Cole compared the attacks to the Oklahoma City bombing. The piece had a lot less to do with protecting the country from terrorism than with protecting the rights of the accused. Cole also represented Saudi Arabia's interior minister. Relatives of the 9/11 victims sued Saudi royals, alleging they helped to finance terrorism. A judge threw out the case, but it hasn't been forgotten.
He would be the guy who would be leading the charge for the entire department in the war on terror. And I think that he is grossly ill-suited.
That's Deborah Burlingame. Her brother was a pilot on one of the planes that crashed on September 11th. Cole's work for AIG, his defense of a Saudi official, his terrorism op-ed, all those things may complicate his path today at the Senate Judiciary Committee. But he has strong defenders, too. Washington lawyer Abby Lowell says Cole is a good fit for the Justice Department because of his experience.
He has a long, trusting, steady, solid relationship with the Attorney General.
The lesson of Jim Cole may be this. Any lawyer who spent 30 years pursuing high-stakes cases in Washington will develop his share of detractors. And they'll reappear exactly when someone's on track to get a plum government job. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.